challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth, and in this program we discuss often various challenges that the youth do face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. And alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful topic of discussion that solves most of our challenges, or if we can say actually solves all of our challenges if you're going to pay attention to today's discussion, inshallah azza wa jal. So this is a great solution for many of the challenges of youth, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. But before we discuss that, let's first listen to a benefit of reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salat upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah azza wa jal, what a great reward to be blessed to shake the hands of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. And who receives this? The one who recites this abundance of salawat, lots of salawat, 50 times daily. And that's not really difficult. If we just count 10 salawat after every salah, there you have it. You've accomplished your task, you've accomplished your mission, and you've accomplished your goal of reciting salawat at least 50 times daily. And you will see that once you start to recite salawat 50 times daily, you will feel like reciting 100 times daily. Then you'll feel like reciting 200 times daily, and 500 times, and 1,000 times, because you will gain more and more love for salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So recite salawat in abundance and increase your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we said that we are going to discuss the solution for so many of the challenges of youth and the challenges of life and the challenges that everyone faces. And what's our topic of discussion? Our topic of discussion, the solution for it, is the Quran. The book of life. The Quran, the book of life. You know, previously within the country that we are recording this, the country of South Africa, people's ID documents, that's considered one of the most important books in your life, used to be called the book of life. However, we as Muslims know that we have a book that is even more important than an identity document. Even more important than any other book that we can have in our lives. And today, alhamdulillah, we are discussing that most important book, the Quran, the book of life. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. First, let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we get back after the kalam, we're going to discuss our topic of discussion for today. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Koi gul baaki rahega, na chaman reh jayega. Koi gul baaki rahega, na chaman reh jayega. Par Rasulullah ka deen-e-hasan reh jayega. Par Rasulullah ka deen-e-hasan reh jayega. Hum safiron baagh mein hai koi dam ka chehcha. Hum safiron baagh mein hai koi dam ka chehcha. Bulbulein ud jayegi, suna chaman reh jayega. بلبلیں اڑ جائیں گی سنا چمن رہ جائے گا اطلس و کم خواب کی پوشاک پر نازا نہ ہو اطلس و کم خواب کی پوشاک پر نازا نہ ہو اس تنے بے جان پر خاکی کفن رہ جائے گا اس تنے بے جان پر خاکی کفن رہ جائے گا نام شاہانے جہاں مٹ جائیں گے لیکن یہاں نام شاہانے جہاں مٹ جائیں گے لیکن یہاں حشر تک نام و نشانے پنجتر رہ جائے گا حشر تک نام و نشانے پنجتر رہ جائے گا جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا کوئی گل باقی رہے گا نئے چمن رہ جائے گا پر رسول اللہ کا دین حسن رہ جائے گا
سبحان اللہ عز و جل what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how rejuvenated we feel our spirits feel rejuvenated we feel refreshed we feel the tranquility descend upon us when we listen to the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam we yearn more and more to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah and may Allah azza wa jal take us all with Murshid al-Kareem to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. Ameen bijahi qatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic of discussion for today, the Quran, the book of life, the beautiful guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, such a book that even the mere recitation that even just reciting it is thawab. Even just reciting it brings blessings, and understanding it brings even more blessings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us regarding the Holy Quran that man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu bihi hasana, that whoever recites any letter of the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal will receive a reward in place of the recitation of every letter. Wal hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha, and every hasana, every good deed that he's going to receive is multiplied tenfold. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. That I'm not saying that ألف لام ميم is one letter. It's not that Alif Lam Mim is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. What does that mean? That tells us that reciting just these letters of the Holy Quran already earns you 30 thawab, 30 rewards for reciting these letters of the Holy Quran. And when you start to recite the Holy Quran, if you read Alif Lam Mim, you don't just stop there. You continue reciting ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, and you go on and on. So how many rewards you will receive for just reciting the Holy Quran? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And we see that Muslims throughout the world try to recite the Holy Quran. They try to recite the Holy Quran and they earn so many rewards. Especially in the month of Ramadan, the spirits of the Muslims towards reciting the Holy Quran increases. It's heightened in the month of Ramadan, because that's the month of the Holy Quran. But the Quran is not a seasonal book. The Quran is for all year round, and for us all to recite and to learn from, to understand, to use, and to take as our guide in this life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And this Quran that you recite so much, that you try to recite, that you fall in love with, becomes the intercessor that you have for the Day of Judgment. One of the intercessors of the Day of Judgment, and among the greatest intercessors on the Day of Judgment, is the Holy Quran. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Quran will intercede for the one who recites it in dunya. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the recitation of which is so blessed, and the people who are attached to it become so blessed as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said a very famous narration that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best people amongst you are those who learn the Holy Quran and teach the Holy Quran. So this attachment to the learning and teaching of the Holy Quran is so great and so blessed that whoever attaches themselves to these acts of learning the Holy Quran and teaching the Holy Quran becomes from amongst the best of people. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Then you have people who try to recite, and some of us may strive to recite, but we're not that good at recitation. We don't recite as well as the Huffaz, those who have memorized, those who have by heart the Holy Quran recite. So, for those amongst us who have difficulty in reciting, they struggle in reciting, what should they do? And do they receive any rewards for their recitation? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that whoever struggles and recites Quran, he struggles whilst reciting Quran, but he doesn't give up. He keeps trying. He keeps reciting. Such a person receives twice the reward. Such a person receives twice the reward. So even if you are struggling in recitation, even if you can't read as fast as the Huffaz do read, even if you have to read a word twice or thrice in order to try to get the pronunciation right, but you're not stopping. You're doing your best, you keep reciting, and you don't leave the Holy Quran. So you don't stop reciting. Please continue reciting, because you are receiving double thawab. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very, very much encouraged the recitation of the Holy Quran. There's a beautiful hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran. These two blessed surahs, and all surahs of the Holy Quran, are so blessed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken regarding the fadail and the blessings of these surahs, that you should recite them, for indeed they are. On the Day of Judgment, they would come as two clouds or two shades or two flocks of birds in ranks pleading for those who recite them. For indeed, on the day of judgment, they will come as two clouds or two shades or two flocks of birds in ranks, pleading for those who recite them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Surah Al-Baqarah, recite it. For reading it produces blessings and abandoning it produces regrets. And magicians are unable to recite it. So these surahs are very blessed surahs, and that they protect us, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, from the effects of black magic as well, alhamdulillah. So the Quran Sharif has so many blessings. The Quran Sharif is a means of shifa, alhamdulillah. However, at the same time, whilst we are reciting the Holy Quran, we should know that this blessed Quran is not only for our recitation, but it is a means of our guidance as well. So yes, reciting it brings lots of blessings, but the Holy Quran is the means of our guidance in dunya. In layman's terms, you can understand it as your manual, as your instructions, as your guide, as to how you should live your life. What should I do? What shouldn't I do? What is it that earns the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? What is it that earns the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? What is it that my Rabb Azza wa Jalla is teaching me through the Holy Quran, of the stories of previous Anbiya alayhim wasalam, of previous nations who could have been rewarded on certain things and could have been punished on certain things? So when we see those things that they did that earned the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we know we need to move in that direction. And when we read regarding those things that they have done that has earned them the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that has earned them the adab, the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we know that we need to refrain from those things so that we don't end up in the same situation, or as they say, in the same boat as those people. We don't want to be in the same situation of earning the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. No, no. And how fortunate we are that we have received this Holy Quran, that this is the last, it is the final book that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed to His final Prophet, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this book contains stories of the previous prophets and the previous nations, so that we may learn from that which has happened before us. Just imagine, if we had to come earlier, then how would we learn regarding previous nations? But alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal sent us as the last Ummah to the last Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has revealed the final book to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have that means of guidance. We have those stories of the previous prophets, of the previous nations, and so we have the perfect guidance. We get to know what happened previously, alhamdulillah. And the Holy Quran speaks of future events as well, up to what happens on the Day of Judgment as well. The Quran Sharif speaks about the natural occurrences within the world. In this book, you find the knowledge of everything. It is just for us to learn it. It is just for us to have and to develop the eyes of insight, that we can understand the Holy Quran and thus understand the world around us, and thus understand what happened in previous times and what will happen in future times. Thus we must ponder on the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, translation from Kanzul Iman, so do they not reflect upon the Holy Quran? This is a book of reflection. It's a book for us to reflect on. That if we reflect upon the Holy Quran, and how should we reflect upon the Holy Quran? If we reflect upon the Holy Quran, there is much that we will learn and we will have the perfect guidance for life. But how should we reflect on the Holy Quran? Of course, not just as per our own minds, because our minds are weak. We need to understand the Holy Quran the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it to his blessed ashab, to the blessed Sahaba-i-Kiram, how the Sahaba-i-Kiram understood the Holy Quran, learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how will we do that? We will have to read and learn the translation of the Holy Quran, and the correct, accurate translation of the Holy Quran, the safest of which is found in Kanzul Iman, that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has written the translation of the Holy Quran, or has given us the translation of the Holy Quran in the form of Kanzul Iman Sharif. And that too has been translated in the English language as well. By Ustad Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you can get a copy of that. Dawat Islami has published that as well. So we have the translation of the Holy Quran and the tafsir of the Holy Quran, the explanation of the Holy Quran that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught to his blessed Sahaba-i-Kiram. That is the understanding of the Holy Quran that we want to receive. Because that's the correct understanding of the Holy Quran. If we are understanding the Holy Quran different to how Rasulullah ﷺ taught it, then indeed our understanding is not correct. Our understanding must be in line with the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then our understanding will be correct. So we need to understand this book. And why do we need to understand the Holy Quran? Remember, the Holy Quran is a means of guidance. And how are we going to receive guidance if we do not understand it? How are we going to receive guidance from this book when we do not understand the message that we are to understand from this book? Our Rabb Azza wa Jal is speaking to us. Our Creator Azza wa Jal is speaking to us. He Azza wa Jal has revealed the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal instructs us in the Holy Quran how we should earn His pleasure. What is it that we should do? What is it that we should refrain from? What is it that earns His displeasure? What earns us Jannah? What earns us Jahannam? And if we don't understand the message that is being given to us in the Holy Quran, then how are we taking this Holy Quran as a means of guidance? We need to understand the message of the Holy Quran. And if we do so, then alhamdulillah, it becomes easy for us to then take this Holy Quran as a means of guidance. Because the first step is there, we already gain the knowledge regarding the Holy Quran. So now when we recite the Holy Quran, subhanallah azza wa jal, you find that those who recite the Holy Quran with understanding of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with understanding the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, such people, whilst reciting, tears flow from their eyes. Such people, whilst reciting, the condition of their heart changes. Such people, after reciting, the condition of their a'mal changes, that they leave sins, that they move towards good deeds, because they are understanding the message from the Holy Quran. And as you understand the message of the Holy Quran, the Quran Sharif takes its place in your life. It impacts your life. It changes your life. The Quran Sharif is a book that can change you. It's capable of changing you. The Quran Sharif can change you. The Quran Sharif can soften the hardest of hearts. That even though people's hearts may have become hard, the Quran Sharif is that book that can change the condition of your heart, that can soften your heart. The Quran Sharif has already taken people with very hard hearts and broken them down to tears. It has changed their lives. It has set them in the direction that they were supposed to be moving in the first place. It has moved them towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has taken people towards the direction of Jannah. It has earned people the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzah. It has brought people towards their purpose. It has made people's lives better. It has made people's deaths better. It has made people's qabr better. And indeed, it makes people's akhirah better. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, so much of impact this Quran Sharif can take upon our lives. However, we need to read with understanding. We need to learn with understanding. We shouldn't just be in a rat race, just trying to finish as much as we can. Yes, it's important for us to recite the Holy Quran and do as much tilawa as possible of the Holy Quran. But we should not be just chasing the amount of paras we can recite without understanding. We should not be chasing the amount of ajza of the Holy Quran that we can recite without understanding it. No. Rather, we should ponder over the book of Allah. We should think whilst we recite the Holy Quran. We should let the Quran take place in our hearts. This should be our way of reciting. When we hear about, when we recite, or when we read about the adab of Allah Azza wa Jal, or the displeasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it should strike fear in our hearts. When we read regarding the bashara, the glad tidings that Allah Azza wa Jal is giving those who do good a'mal, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who bring iman, those who strive towards the path of righteousness, then that should motivate us. Then that should motivate us towards good a'mal, towards being strong in our iman, towards seeking and earning the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Then we see that such a person, his life changes by reciting the Holy Quran. Then that Holy Quran becomes his central focus of his life. Then that Holy Quran takes place in his heart. Then his entire life changes towards the direction that the Quran Sharif has motivated him and guided him towards. And then the Quran becomes really, in essence, the book of his life, that his entire life revolves around the Holy Quran. His entire life revolves around the Holy Quran. It becomes the central point of his life. But unfortunately, many people have moved away from this. Many people have moved away from this treasure that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, that is worth more than the dunya wa ma fiha, more than the earth, more than the world and whatever is within it. This beautiful treasure of the Holy Quran has become forgotten in many homes. It lies upon the shelf in many homes. It is taken out for tilawa only in the month of Ramadan. That it is given as a gift to the bride when she is leaving her home, so that she may take it, place it in a box, a beautiful box, and have it kept in her home for the rest of her life. When does she open it? When does the groom open it? When do people open the Holy Quran? Do we need to wait for someone to pass away and then we open the Holy Quran to do tilawa? Do we need to wait for some Khatam Sharif that is held and then we open the Holy Quran to do tilawa? No. Tilawa of the Holy Quran, recitation of the Holy Quran needs to be our daily habit. We should read the Holy Quran with understanding of the Holy Quran. Therefore, Amir Ahl Sunnah has encouraged us in the beautiful Pious Deeds booklet that every day we should recite at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran. And this is how we should be reciting. This should be our daily tilawa. That recite 3 verses. If you can recite more, 10 verses. If you can recite more, 1 quarter. If you can recite more, 1 juz. If you can recite more, 3 juz. As much as you can recite, but recite with understanding. Recite with your heart opened. Recite allowing the Quran Sharif to change the condition of your heart and to change the condition of your life. Let this Quran Sharif become the central focus of your life. The Quran, the book of life, the way of life, the guidance for our lives. May Allah Azza wa Jal draw us closer and closer to His blessed book, to the guidance that He Azza wa Jal has given us in the Holy Quran. May our lives become the emulation of the commands that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us in this noble and honorable book. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Challenges of youth, O youth in the path of Islam stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.